What's going on, Clipper Nation? It's me, William, the Opinion Update.
And I am positive Chuck Mockler.
We are Locked On Clippers, part of the Locked On NBA Network.
Ooh.
And we continue to come at you 5 days a week with all the fresh Clippers news.
Oh, yeah.
And boy, howdy, have we got some news for you today.
Some ups and downs this weekend for
some
Clipper
real
Nation.
Ups and downs.
We just got done watching the Thunder loss.
Yeah. So a very comprehensive victory over the Spurs. We'll be recapping what we liked in that one, what we didn't like, overall how we were feeling, because I imagine the feeling has changed from that into the second game that we'll be recapping, which was that loss to the Thunder. That one was a little rough.
Hey, good for Shea, you know.
But there were, you know, we're still going to break down what we like, what we didn't like, as well as how we're feeling on that one. And then we've got our regular Monday programming for you, the freshies. We'll talk about rookies, we talk about who's fresh to the squad.
Yeah,
I imagine we'll be talking a little bit about Terrence Mann's G League time.
We absolutely will be. It's been limited, but there's some good, there's just some interesting stuff in those stats.
And then we'll be wrapping things up with some classic shaving. So you're going to want to stick around for all that and more coming up right about now.
So the Clippers on Saturday, that was a really fun time. Beat the Spurs 134-109.
Really good.
Kawhi got his win over the Spurs.
A nearly fully healthy roster. Only one player out, which by Clipper standards is
pretty damn
two full rosters.
Yeah, pretty damn good. Jermichael was not healthy. He would end up playing in the Thunder game, which was good. But everyone else played, which was great. One of the things that we liked in this game, Kawhi really did not want to lose this one.
For sure.
This was maybe his best. I think LA Clippers film said this on Twitter. This was maybe his best first half of the year.
Yeah.
He went 7 of 9 in the first half. I think that crazy putback or that tip dunk he had was in the first half.
Yes.
He looked like almost optimum health Kawhi.
Yeah, he hit a couple of outside shots. He did a great job.
I was happy with that. He ended with 26, 9, and 7. Only two turnovers.
Looking phenomenal. I feel like recently there's been more chatter about the playmaking lack on the roster. We haven't seen as much of this kind of point Kawhi, I feel like, recently to this level.
For sure.
It's always good to get those reaffirmations.
And point Kawhi was there, and so was kind of just scoring Kawhi.
Versatility to Kawhi, utility Kawhi.
4 steals. He had a bunch of deflections. It was fun Kawhi to watch. It was fun guy, I feel like, in full effect.
It was interesting because, I mean, the stadium had, I would say, a maybe greater than playoff level of atmosphere.
There was that one Spurs fan who, if you were watching the broadcast,
had we recorded
30.
This segment last night, this would be a 15-minute segment on
that one lady. They were down 30.
Continued to make noise the whole game.
She was yelling defense. Good for her.
Great work. I love to see fandom like that.
She got her money's worth. Zoo and Mo played great. I hope people honked for Harkless on Sunday. He finished with 15 points on 6 of 8 shooting. Zoo was 7 for 7, also with 15 points. You love to see that from those two guys.
Yeah, just the efficiency in the finishing is, you know, one of those things that I constantly harp on Zoo for, because if he gets that there, just the rim protection that he's already able to provide, it just ups what he can do on the floor so much. It ups the versatility of that starting lineup so much. And it just takes some pressure off of some...
everyone else, kind of.
It takes pressure off, especially Montrez and just other scorers in general, though, for sure.
This game was such a good illustration of how nice it is if two guys, specifically Mo and Zoo, are clicking offensively in that starting lineup.
Yeah,
just how good it can look. And I'm not saying they need to go, you know, 7 of 7 every time or something like that. But if they
I
get
hope
to
you're
that,
not
like,
saying that, because that seems like an unrealistic expectation.
But if they can get to that efficient like 12 points or something like that, that's always going to be nice. Lou and Trez. Lou had 8 for 13 for 20 points. Trez 8 of 16 for 21 plus 8 boards and 5 of 6 from the line.
You love it.
Fantastic to see. We only had 12 turnovers.
Yeah, I really liked the way that we took care of the ball in this one. We were like 25% lower than our season average on turnovers, which is around the 16 mark, a little higher. and I'm going to say that we forced 18. I'm going to take credit for all 18 of their turnovers.
For sure.
We were stifling in this one. We just did look good. I thought that we looked good on both ends of the floor.
Yeah, that actually, that's funny. This transition is what we didn't like. Despite holding them to 109, the first quarter was a little shaky.
Yeah.
We did what we did against the Thunder, which didn't really work. We traded buckets.
Mm-hmm.
We're only up two after the first, 33-31. They shot 51% overall.
Yeah. And another thing I guess I didn't like, and this will carry over into this game, is we managed to circumvent our third quarter bathroom break in exchange
we found
for
a different
fourth quarter bathroom
we
break.
We found a worse spot
which,
for it.
Yeah, somehow not executing down the stretch makes it hurt a little bit more. I'll give the Clippers the benefit of the doubt in this fourth quarter, as a lot of this was kind of garbage. Not, I don't want to call garbage time, but it was some C-team minutes.
Yeah, we knew what was going to happen. They were kind of going at Zoo pretty hard.
Okay.
On the defensive end for him. But he was answering so well on the offensive end that I think they were just like, what are we going to do? Doc actually kind of, there was a time, I think LaMarcus Aldridge hit like two mid-range jumpers, just nobody around him. And mm-hmm. It was pretty obvious whose man it was. And Doc called a timeout and laid into Zoo.
Makes sense. Oh, yeah, I recall this.
Yeah, and he responded pretty well.
Yeah.
Like, he bounced back, which was nice to see.
You know who didn't respond well offensively? Paul George. Really wasn't there for him that night.
Kind of a tough weekend overall, but we're going to talk about this tough performance first.
Yeah, so he was 4 of 11, 0 from 4.
From 3.
0 of 4 from 3. Yeah, thank you. I guess my question is, was this some in-game load management?
Some IGLM?
He played less than 25 minutes, I believe, or he was right at that mark. He played 25-48, so right around that 25-minute mark.
Okay.
Only attempted 11 field goal attempts. Just for frame of reference, he's normally around like that 18 mark per game. So we're talking almost 30% lower than he normally attempts.
Yeah.
So that's reads to me as like a little bit of maybe Kawhi was feeling it early, and it was kind of like, you know, maybe I take this one, you take the next one. I don't know if it was in
that.
So many words.
No, yeah, you don't know. It's not like they didn't like talk about it before the game.
I
can kind of see where you're coming from on that.
I don't think it was.
I think it was definitely like once Kawhi was playing so well, as we mentioned in that first quarter. It's easier if you're Doc, because I think Doc makes that call. Like, there's no way I don't think Paul George is like, I'd like
no,
to.
No, yeah, no, no, no. Sure. And I'm saying
we're
that,
not saying that.
Right,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
No, but it's one of those things where it just wasn't necessary to get Paul George going.
Yeah.
So why would you? You know?
For sure.
Which to me reads a little bit, though, as like, it's a little bit like, look, sometimes when you're climbing a surface, you just kind of rest.
Here's my question. Did that come back to bite us possibly in the OKC game? We'll get into that later, but that's just something to think about for that next segment.
So I will tease
in terms
it
of
with
rhythm.
This. I will tease it with this. Paul George is a rhythm player. Not being able to get in that rhythm definitely hurt us.
Bit of a spoiler there.
Which we'll get into.
How were we feeling after this Spurs game?
After this game happened yesterday?
I was ripped.
I was clipsing on sunshine.
Yeah, I was.
And don't it feel good?
I was.
Hey.
I was mainline in hope. I was pretty psyched. I was like, dude, we're going to get the dub.
Yeah.
It's the Thunder. This is going to be the best way. Because this was, you know, the best way to start this road trip, really.
Yeah.
Before the Christmas situation.
I'll ask you this question, though. What sounds more realistic? Winning three back-to-back-to-back or winning two out of three?
I mean, at this time?
Considering our Christmas game.
Well, at this time, I thought we were going to win three in a row.
Okay.
I was pretty psyched.
At this moment, yeah. Okay.
It was a
win. I totally see that.
We also had a good time doing a stream at halftime and post-game. That was really fun. Thanks for everyone hanging out on that.
Absolutely. We'll try to get back into our role of doing those.
Yeah.
It's a little harder because we don't do it during the workday, but we'll figure it out.
We're trying to figure it out. We're trying to be
better.
Stay
tuned for that on at Locked On Clips. You can also always chat with us. I don't know. Send a video of you to us.
No, this is going down completely.
Anyways, coming up next, we're going to be recapping that loss to the Thunder.
Yeah.
But first, guys, the original Casper mattress combines multiple supportive memory foams for a quality sleep surface with the right amounts of both sink and bounce. Because you need both. So
second bounce.
Get $100 towards select mattresses by visiting Casper.com/LockedNFL and using LockedNFL at checkout. Terms and conditions apply. If you can't visit Casper right now, you can find this and all other offers from Locked On sponsors at LockedOnPodcast.com/offers. Be sure to check that out.
Okay, so this one kind of hurt. This was another blown lead.
Tough.
Something we have in the last nine games. I believe Farbod had a great tweet. We're 6-3 in our last nine. And the losses, we've blown double-digit leads. We lost 118-112. Kawhi sat out. Injury management. Beverly sat out with a sore groin. Probably just load management, I would think.
I think it's a usage thing for sure.
Yeah, I don't think it's like an actual injury, right?
I think it could be a nagging thing.
Yeah, maybe it's something that doesn't warrant. Like, this was just a back-to-back rest, I think. Like, because I think they just hit the rest because it was back-to-back. I would say there's no real concern.
Or is there?
I mean, I would say no.
Seems like there's a dark shadow.
Okay, god damn it. Bev sat out. Means we got to see Lou starting. No Gallo for Oklahoma. The starters for us were Lou, Paul George, Mo, Patterson, and Zoo. Should we start with what we liked? Because we collapsed in this game. Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
This one, I mean, we were up, what was it, 17 at one point, 18?
Yes.
Something like that. It fell apart so hard.
It did. There were some bright spots, though.
But let's get into what we liked. Jermichael's return was a bright spot.
It was awesome. He was 6-7 and 1, a team high plus 17. He did play on the lower end of minutes. He was still sub 20, which I guess kind of surprises me, but maybe not for a first game back.
Yeah.
I don't know. He was 2 of 5 from three, but one of those, I would say pretty comfortably he could have been 3 of 5. One of them was a pretty rough in and out.
But that was a comforting thing to see him looking.
He looked good. A lot truer to form.
We were talking about this injury time off for Jermichael, and I was saying that I think it was just last year guys had to come back so fast if they were hurt.
Like, yeah.
We needed him to come back so fast. And I think the Clippers really just took the time with this one, I guess.
Yeah.
Which was a little flummoxing. I was upset about it. But he looked healthy in this, so I would say that my concerns were a little extinguished.
Healthier, and you know, maybe it's just like the Shaman issue too, where there was like something either nagging or he just needed the extra rest,
yeah,
or a little bit of extra time to come back and look
good,
as solid as we know that he can be.
Yeah, he looked good.
So that was really good. And Walton looked good in his played 12 minutes.
5-2-1, hit a three.
At 5-2-1, he was able to make the defense respect the shot a little bit.
Usurped Jerome, which is pretty crazy.
It makes sense.
This game marked it, I think.
He's been a consistent contributing player. Only the best for Derek Walton Jr. Patterson was great.
5 of 7. Productive.
Just a great role player, you know? A great rotation guy.
The zone looked good at times.
Yeah, they were able to punish it a little bit.
They shot 33% from three on 27 attempts. So they only canned 9.
Yeah.
So it didn't exactly, but they were timely threes that got us. Schroeder killed us with some timely threes.
That's the thing, is it was kind of those ladder threes that were able to really punish us. Would have liked to see our attempts higher. We both capped out at 27, us and the Thunder. I don't know. I'd like to see that near the 30 mark. But
definitely near the 30 mark. I would say that for sure. And then one last thing. When Zoo played offensively, he looked great.
Yes.
He went 3 of 4 in the first, which is what he would end with. He only played 18 minutes. But offensively, those were, you know, it looked good.
And we needed Trez minutes. In this one. Like,
we did need Trez in this one.
And I'll say that this should be another thing that we liked. While his field goal percentage wasn't anywhere near what we're used to seeing, he was just 8 of 17 in this, but he still managed 18-8-1, was one of the better plus minuses on the team, and just offensively really kept things going through stretches.
So now, let's get into what we didn't like.
Yes. The biggest thing, I think, is just the composure. towards the end. We've now had
energy, composure, something. Like, it was just, we were up by 18, like halfway through the second, it dwindled. We were up again in the fourth by 8.
Yeah.
With, you know, I mean, half the fourth quarter to go. There was this foul call on Trez late that got switched from an and one to an offensive foul. Mm-hmm. That was a tough break for sure for the Clips. But, I mean, it was kind of lethargic. It just, like...
Yeah, we...
it just didn't look locked in. I don't know,
man. We only scored 49 points in the second half of this one. Getting outscored in each of those two quarters. It was rough. I guess the biggest thing for me that I'm not liking is... even if we somehow don't have a complete collapse in the third, it's like it's happening down the stretch.
Yeah, you're saying the bathroom break is maybe showing up a little later.
Yeah, it's turned from a bathroom break to just fully shitting the bed in the fourth.
That's not good. That's
like, you're not even getting enough to go to the bathroom.
You're just like,
point.
Oh, no. The blown leads have been brutal. People on Twitter are very upset about those.
Yeah, it's...
And this one, I would say this one hurt. And also it hurt because... Shea played so damn well in this game.
Absolutely.
He had 32 points. It hurt. It hurt to see him do so well. Paul George was 2 of 8 in the second half of this game.
Yeah.
Which contributed to us not playing well. Lou was ice cold in the second half. He was 1 of 6 for 3 overall. This is where, when these guys were cold, this is kind of where Shamet came in and helped out a little bit, which was good.
Yes.
He mitigated some of the coldness for those guys. He was only 3 of 6, but it was in the second half when he kind of tried to help pull for that. I don't know. Another rough game from Paul George, though, too.
Rough game for Paul George. Lou Will's efficiency, he was just 35% of the floor. He went 1 of 6 from 3. It was a bummer because he hit a 3 early on in that first half.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, great. Like, he's going to bounce back and have a semi-efficient game.
And he hit kind of a mini, like, heat streak.
Yes.
A little bit. And then it just went away.
Yeah, and there were some nice runs in this game. Unfortunately, they did happen to go both ways. But
which has been a pattern in these blown leads.
Yeah. So, yeah, and I guess on the interior, we didn't really have any answer for Adams. Yeah. 20 and 17.
It's hard to throw Trez at Adams because he's just taller. And
the thing about this is, if it was just Adams, it wouldn't be that big of a deal to me. But, you know, when you have Shea scoring 32 points for the wrong team, I might add.
They were seeking out Lou in the pick and roll.
It makes sense.
He was getting... This was one of the nights when anti-defense Lou on Twitter had some fair gripes because it looked pretty rough tonight.
Yeah. Hey, what are you going to do? My dog's a scorer.
Shea's going to come back at some point to the Clippers. We're all going to be happy when that happens. How you feeling after this one?
Oh, man. Oh, boy. That's how I'm feeling. Not being able to secure this win after such a comfortable margin of victory really hurts. You know, I'm willing to chalk it up to a little bit of fatigue and just a little bit of a cold night in a hostile home environment.
Yeah.
Would have been really nice to close this one out. Like, it would have definitely helped solidify my feelings of confidence in the Christmas game coming up. But you know what is what it is? I'm not feeling great about it. I'm giving it a, oh boy.
I'm feeling, this was the second night of a back-to-back. It absolutely showed. It was frustrating to see. Not having Bev was huge. But I'm feeling okay. I'm feeling good going into Christmas. I think the rest is going to be great for the guys. Hope it's a nice, smooth flight back from beautiful Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
I think we're going to be okay. I'm feeling confident going into Christmas Day. There's some injury to LeBron's thoracic region. Mid-back.
I was reading about today.
Nice. But I'm feeling good going into it. This loss sucks.
Yeah.
But, you know, second end of a back-to-back, we got that out of the way. Let's just move on into the Christmas Day game. Coming up after this, we got the freshies and a little bit of shavings.
All right. So, talking freshies, we talked some of Fee's great G League numbers. So,
yeah, we were psyched on him. He's having a good time down there.
Why don't you give us a little insight into what Terrence Mann has been up to with the Agua Caliente?
So Terrence Mann has been down there for 2 games. I pulled these stats of what was most relevant off the G League site. He's averaging 17, 10, and 5 in around 40 minutes a game.
Are they the regular length, or are they like, are they only 40 minutes long?
They play 22-minute sections of the game.
Gotcha.
Yeah. He's averaging 4. So my favorite part of these stats is that he's averaging 4.5 three-point attempts a game. Which is great, which is a thing that everyone was upset about him. Not upset about him, but you know what I mean.
No, he was...
That was his biggest thing.
He
was
very hesitant to shoot.
Yeah, he's shooting... Sorry, I'm pulling up his percentage right now. But I like that that's going up there, and I like that the G League team is making an effort to have him put up those shots.
Yeah, I think that that's positive player development for him. I guess I'd maybe like to see his assists a little bit higher, but I can't really comment enough on the team that's around him to really be able to comment whether this is like on him or like maybe a shoot lack of shooting or scoring around him. The rebounding continues to be impressive. You know, he was a solid rebounding forward in college. So seeing him kind of get back to some of those sort of defensive roots,
yeah,
a little bit
for sure.
I think it's definitely a promising move. I think overall it's just nice to see him get some confidence.
I will say this, we have some updated stats now. There's 3 games added to his stats, so we have a more comprehensive look at it. 37 minutes, 14 points, 3.7 threes a game, shooting 27% on those.
Yikes.
Which isn't the best. Still at 10 boards, 4.7 assists, almost 1 steal a game. So it's nice to see like that steal number is kind of nice. The first 2 games he was averaging half, so that went up.
Yeah.
Which is good. The percentage from 3, not the best.
No, but...
I mean, he's learning to get it off. It's a confidence thing.
Yeah. I don't expect him to necessarily be a great shooter. If he can hit above 30%, like just enough to make a defense, give him a thought.
Yeah, damn, I gotta get away.
That'd be nice, especially like he's got to be hitting at least 30%, just because he's not gonna be getting a whole lot of attempts if he does see time with the Clippers.
Yeah, he needs to do what Derek Walton's doing.
Yeah,
which is make the most of his opportunities.
Make
which
the
has
time.
Been great.
Yeah, make the timely shots. Make the most of your opportunities. I like that.
I like that his rebounding's still at 10.
Yeah,
it's nice that that's still aggressive. Like being a rebounding guard seems like it's going to be a key part of the Clippers' identity.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
So being able to rebound is a good way to carve out minutes, I think, in this Clippers lineup
with Terrence Mann a couple years down the road. For sure. Should we get back to Fee, or do you have any more Terrence stuff?
No. Probably gonna see like it would be nice to see like a oh damn game from Terrence Mann in the G League.
Yeah, that'd be great.
That would be like I want to see like a 25-point.
Is it weird that Fee's taking so many more threes?
Yeah, so...
He's taking like 33% more threes than Terrence is.
He's taking 6 threes a game. He's shooting just under 36%. I have the question in here. Are we just trying to grow a Lopez in the G League?
He doesn't quite have the physical tools of a Lopez, no. But I do like the... I mean, the shooting would be great.
He's just letting it fly down there. And it's like a running joke with the guys up... like on the senior team, which is really funny too.
Yeah,
like they're always like, "Oh yeah, as soon as Fee gets in there, he's letting it go." We know that,
dude. Let's it fly. I like it.
Yeah, I'm on board with it. Is there something else we think he should be working on, other than the threes? Or are we happy with him just getting his confidence and getting the stroke down from three?
You know, as a role player who's only going to see a couple of minutes, I think that's enough. I really do.
Yeah, you just throw
it. I think he's just having like a consistent 3-point shot. He can snag a couple rebounds. I mean, you know, he's going to be seeing some kind of minimal time. So I think just getting comfortable and confident on the floor. And if he's able to click from three, I feel like for a development year, for a second round asset, that's pretty damn good.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Yeah, hey, I'd rather that than, you know, you lie about how great you think it's going to be.
I was really high on G. I was way too high on G, I think. Oh, I mean, we both were. Like, you get high on these guys in the summer. It's different, though.
Yeah, it's way different. He's averaging 10 more, so he's averaging the same amount of points,
which is funny. I'd like to maybe see that be a little bit higher, but...
He's a little undersized.
And we got spoiled with Delgado's numbers last year. Every week, Delgado would have like a 22-22 game or something like that.
Speaking of spoiled, we've got a wealth of coaching talent, I feel like, right now.
Yeah.
So, Tyler was new.
Yes.
How do we feel about how he's been so far on the coaching staff?
Good, man.
I mean, I feel like no news is good news.
Right? Honestly, my favorite Ty Lue moment was when Lou Will got ejected.
Yeah.
Ty Lue walked to the tunnel with him, but it looked like he was on Lou's side.
He absolutely was on Lou's side.
So I like that he's a player first dude.
Yeah, it seems like everything's going well. I wish I had more insight into this, but like.
The thing is.
There's no fracture. Like, not that I thought this would happen. There's no, like, fractures or
Here's
any weird things like that.
I don't get their org charts.
I don't get the org charts at all.
The org charts are not sent to me. I am not CC'd on those emails.
We
so
beg for them.
I'm not sure 100% what Lou is fully responsible for. But
having a good time.
I will say that... Look, I'm willing to say this. If he's just a dude that helps Doc have fun coaching... he deserves whatever he's being paid by Senor Ballmer.
Senor. Yeah, I'm happy with it. I think, again, with the coaching stuff, it's hard to see what guys are going to put in with the continuity stuff, especially on defense everything like that. But it seems like it's been a good experiment. I don't know if I call it an experiment. He's part of the team, so I'm pro it. Haven't seen Tibbs around Staples lately.
Oh, that's true. I guess I didn't see him. We had kind of a long stretch with no home games there, though. So maybe he went. I don't know where the hell that dude lives.
Yeah. I don't know where he lives.
In a hole somewhere?
Anything else you want to talk about shavings-wise?
I don't think so, man.
Was there anything we missed?
No.
Real quick in the game. I want to look at the...
Nope. Got everything in there.
Nothing else to talk about.
Coming up tomorrow, we're gonna have kind of a lengthy preview, I think, for the Christmas Day game.
Yeah, there's not gonna be an episode on Christmas, but the Tuesday episode will be a lengthy preview of that. We're gonna be doing Twitter Tuesday questions,
and then we should most likely be back for you all on Thursday
with a recap.
With a recap of the Lakers Clippers matchup, as well as some other stuff. If you guys have any other Clippers thoughts in between. Be sure to hit us up. That's at Will Updike, at Charles Mockler, at Locked On Clips. And no matter what you're celebrating, be sure to have yourself a happy Clipper holiday.
Oh, yeah. I want to give a quick shout out to my dad when this episode comes out. It's going to be his birthday.
Hey, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Richard
Mockler. Thank you guys so much for listening. Check us out on iTunes. I've been Positive Chuck Mockler.
And I'm William the Opinion Updike. Appreciate you.